that we've had so far that's been indicated by authorities. But as far as ramping up for last night's storms, what did you all do?
Well, I think we've been monitoring the system since it actually came on the coast of California, which was about a week or so ago. And it was predicted at that point to be a very strong system. So we were doing that. We were putting out messaging to Arkansans to, one, to download our Red Cross Tornado app and to become familiar with PREP, even though we live in a pretty disaster-prone state. The National Weather Service, I think, did a survey that said still half of the people don't recognize the tornado until they see it coming, which is not the way to know a tornado is coming at you.
Mm-mm.
So it's just putting out messaging of listen to your weather. We have incredible meteorologists in Arkansas. You can get the weather almost any time of the day locally. So it is just to check that and be aware of it. And then about midday yesterday, when we were put under a particularly dangerous situation, obviously any anxieties that we had were increased substantially because when you get that kind of warning, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of who is going to get hit.
How many Red Cross personnel are on the ground now, both from Arkansas and from surrounding states?
You know, I'm not sure right now because it's a fluctuating number. So, unfortunately, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Probably in a day or two I can give you a better number. But we have folks on the ground in Pulaski, Faulkner, and White County.
Mm-hmm.
We also have teams coming in from Texas and Oklahoma and around the state. So this is a substantial operation. And you know, obviously bigger than we would care for it to be in light of the loss of life and the loss of property, and especially for the poor folks in Valonia who are getting hit again almost to the day that they did 3 years ago.
Right. What typically are the most immediate needs for folks, and what can you provide if folks are going to help you guys help provide that? But, I mean, what kinds of things are you guys going to provide in the short term here?
What Red Cross does with any disaster is to provide your basic needs, which is food, clothing, and shelter. And for us, food comes in that we take care of you at the shelter. And then depending on the needs, we will do mobile feeding. I think a lot of people have seen our trucks with the big cross on it. We actually do door-to-door feeding. Just finished that a couple of weeks ago in Camden, in South Arkansas, after their straight-line winds that caused damage there. And then in the clothing, we don't accept donations for clothing, but when people need that, people probably are more familiar after our residential fires, then that's something that we help people with. And we want to get them in a new situation because that's also part of the healing process. The other thing that we want to do is to take care of their emotional state. And so we have trained professional counselors who give of their time as Red Cross responders. And they are there to keep an eye on people because a lot of times you may not even be aware of how overwhelmed you are by situations. And they have seen this a lot. They have a lot of experience. Arkansas has a really incredible team of disaster responders, and they get deployed on major disasters that the American Red Cross responds to nationally. We actually just sent a mental health worker to Washington State to help with that mudslide, and that's, as you can imagine, an extremely difficult situation to have to be in, even for a professional. But then they get to bring those skills back and provide even better care than the great care they're already provided for us.
Bridget Williams joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Check Hotline from the Red Cross. As far as the communities, I'm sure most of the folks in the affected communities are aware of this, but just for anybody else's knowledge who doesn't know, where are the shelters in the communities that were affected?
I am actually standing out, so I don't have the list in front of
okay.
me, but I can get that list to you.
If you would, that'd be great, and we'll share it on the air.
Yeah, we've got we've got two shelters in Conway, and then we are also providing cots and blankets for shelters in Valonia, in El Paso, and in Mayflower, and we will also be sending teams out. As I mentioned, you had an area near Searcy, the El Paso area, that was also affected.
You know, we haven't talked much about the impact here in the Little Rock area, but I understand that there were some property impacted in Pulaski County. We haven't talked about that much at all. Are you aware of any of that?
At this time, I'm not, but I haven't talked to our disaster person who probably is aware of that. One of the things is that we had property had damage in a few other places, and one of the other services that we will provide is our disaster teams will go out around the county and check on those areas, because whenever there's a disaster, and especially something of this size, we tend to find other areas that were undiscovered that had damage in it, and it could be because the tornado hops a little bit, and as we're out door to door and we're talking to the folks who are affected, they'll say, hey, that road down the street there or around the hollow or whatever got hit also, and our folks will go check on them and see what their needs are also.
We have seen over the years nobody supports Arkansas like Arkansans, and I expect people to step up again. For those who want to donate, I saw there was a text line and there's some other ways to donate money, so you guys can put that to good use. Can you share that information?
I can't. I have to say you're right, and our phones have been ringing off the hook with people wanting to help. It's been awesome. And also going online. So you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can also visit redcross.org and make your donation online. Or you can text Red Cross to 90999, and a $10 charge will be on your next bill. And that's a real very painless way to make a quick donation while you're checking things out on your phone.
That is good.
Hopefully reviewing your Red Cross Tornado app that you've already downloaded.
Yes, and if you haven't, you should, apparently. So
you should. If yesterday didn't help you, I don't know what will. Mine went off about 90 times because I have several, but it truly is. It's a lifesaver, and it's very accurate. So when the tornado was going, mine didn't go off. I live in Little Rock, but I'm not in the weather service polygon, and that's over my skill set to explain that, but it's very tight in the area that you get warnings for.
Will the app also continue to have information on how to help and other information that folks need?
It will. It gives you information on what to do, tips before, during, and after. You can also actually listen to NOAA Weather Radio through the app for any of their weather reporting stations in the country. You can listen. You can pick up to 20 locations around the nation that you want to monitor, where you have family and friends, or you may be at a football game and you want to check that. You can build an emergency kit. First aid app is built into it. And you can also, there's a safe button on it. So let's say you had been on I-40 and stuck in that, you could push the button and type in there, I'm okay. We're just stuck in traffic, and let friends know with social media that you're okay. It is an awesome app. It has,
I'm going to go there right now.
I can talk about it for an hour. It's fabulous.
It's impressive.
And it's free.
Bridget, can I put you on hold for a second? I want to give you, I'm going to have Matt give you my email address, if you could email me that information we were talking about a moment ago.
Okay, that would be great.
We'll share it with the listeners. And I'm going to touch base with you, too. We have a couple of ideas we want to try to help with, but we want to make sure we're not in the way. So
okay.
I'll call you later with details on that. I appreciate the time, and good luck going forward. I know y'all are busy.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Jeff.
You. All right. That is Bridget Williams with the Red Cross. Quick phone call from Aaron, and then we're going to take a timeout. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate your coverage this morning. The deal is, if you go to Valonia to try to help, you can go to Barrel Road Baptist Church. You can sign up, but they're basically turning everyone away right now because of the search and rescue efforts. So that has not subsided enough where they're going to let folks in. They don't know who's trapped, how dangerous it is, all that stuff. So you can go help, like I tried to do this morning, but they're just going to turn you away.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm trying to talk people out of trying to help or anything like that.
Yeah, we're going to give people some other opportunities and different ways to help, certainly. Mm-hmm. But, the basic thing now is, donate. And they're going to need people to get out there with chainsaws and all that kind of stuff. That's common.
Absolutely. It is a terrible, terrible sight.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. And I'm not surprised by that. As you mentioned, we heard during the press conference poor Governor Beebe was being badgered by some woman who said she couldn't get back in her own home, and she was all bent out of shape about that, which is understandable, I suppose, and I thought he handled it pretty well. She was clearly not a member of the media, but she was a little concerned, and I understand that. She had some questions she wanted to get addressed and wanted to get home to her pets, and people have things they want to take
care of. When you want answers, you just go out, and you don't know how to get them, you just do it. You just ask, you get out there, and I just got a text from Brian, our sheriff buddy. Said five people were killed at that Ferndale cutoff area.
Yeah,
that's
where it really started taking off
from you.
Yeah, no doubt. That's where it really started kind of firing up. I didn't realize that. But I thought there was some in Pulaski County, and then we've not heard many details of that. It's been all focused. And again, I mean, it's going to take some time to assess the damage and the devastation and the death toll, unfortunately. So, again, you hope that number doesn't rise. But as the governor indicated, I mean, it's, unfortunately, you would think it would be somewhat likely to. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. And again, I mean, we'll talk more about it coming up. It's 10:53. Stay tuned.